Blog Talk Radio.
How we gonna do? If we ain't got listeners or any callers, and if you know how we operate, then good. If you don't, fuck. If you ain't called in, if you ain't requesting a track, just be prepared to listen to whatever the fuck we play. And right now, I'm in a very fucking mood for some Five Finger Death Punch. I don't know about y'all, but I know I am. So let's see what we can do here. We'll play for you motherfuckers. Meet some Five Finger. And I say we go with Watch You Bleed.
I'd give anything just to cut you free. I'd give blood just to watch you, just to watch you fly.
This damn game to install. What the fuck? I thought I installed already. I was really curious. I picked up Transformers. What was it? War for Cybertron. Looked like a good game when I picked it up, so I figured I'd fucking try and check it out. We'll see what goes on with it. But I think we're gonna go with some Hell Yeah, You Wouldn't Know.
Mm-hmm.
We are back, motherfuckers. Up next, Disturbed, Sickened. Background.
Still up.
Holy shit, it's Spaz. Holy shit. What the fuck?
Pull
you just like came
taco.
You just came back from the fucking dead.
Yeah, well, you know. I decided being a zombie was no cool.
Hey, where the fuck you been at?
Everywhere. I don't know. Hibernation, maybe? Winter sucked, so I hibernated.
Oh, you've missed a hell of a lot.
Word, son, what I miss?
Well, we fired Chris.
Word, why?
Well, let's see. Lazy-ass motherfucker, didn't promote, didn't show half the image that he set up. Let's see. We got tired of him asking fucking chicks that he added for nudes that he adds on the show. So, yeah, we just fired his ass.
Nice. So he'll be on here, yo.
Ghetto's still here, but, you know, he's still late as usual.
Well, that's just ghetto for you. Ghetto is ghetto. No changing ghetto.
Nope. So they're pretty much dead.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
As you can tell, my ass is only staying on for a little bit because I've got a fucking 1-month-old who doesn't like to sleep.
I can tell. I heard a baby in the background crying. I was like, what the fuck? Who's babies in the background?
Well, you know, my son likes to call in.
Yeah, I figured.
He's but fighting, falling asleep, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, I bought a new game for my PS3.
What, what?
I said I bought a new game for my PS3.
Oh, word, what game?
Transformers War for Cybertron.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I sold almost all of my PS3 games.
Why?
I'm a broke bitch.
Well, yeah.
I needed money, so I had to sell shit. My PS3 games were the ones to go.
Interesting.
Yo, your bitch ass isn't even on the PS3. Mind you, I kept my PlayStation 3. I got rid of my games, but kept the fucking console. What brilliance is that?
Yeah, really? The fuck you thinking?
And I am legit going through Call of Duty withdrawal.
Yeah, I think we deleted you because, like, you know, you haven't been on. We had no idea what the hell happened to you. You just died. Some, like, being ghetto just deleted you.
Well, no, I died because I didn't have internet for the longest fucking time. I didn't have fucking phone for the longest time. I shit you not, I was fucking broke. I almost got evicted because I was, like, a day late on my fucking rent.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this place has it out for white people, apparently.
Apparently.
It's a black lady. Everybody who's black and Puerto Rican who don't pay their rent on time doesn't get it. Shit. The one white person who's a day late who always pays their rent, they're like, yeah, fuck you. Here's a notice to quit. Here's an eviction notice, bitch.
Makes sense.
Like, I have, like, a, like, stroller on my porch. I get a lease violation for my porch being cluttered. Really?
Uh-huh.
Really a fucking lease violation for a stroller on my porch? Whereas people have boxes and pond boxes filled with, like, empty beer bottles on their fucking porch. I'm like, hey, that's not a fire hazard. Good job. Let me just go throw something in there. Let's see how fast this shit goes.
I guess so.
Moron. This place is so fucking ghetto. And the worst part about it is that it's Southington.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Southington, dude. Southington has a fucking ghetto. Like, the ghetto is like, oh, hey, yeah, I think I'm ghetto, but I'm not really ghetto. So I'm just going to act like it. It's so stupid.
It really is.
These bitches wouldn't even last a day in New Haven. They'd be like, what? Ah, no. Yeah,
makes
if you
sense.
Can tell, it's nice to talk to an actual adult for once.
Yeah. I can
if
see your other phone
like children.
Damn it, I don't want to transform. What the hell? Yeah, I still fight with my damn computer on my PS3.
Oh, that sounds like a technical difficulty for you on that part, dude.
You have no idea.
You're right, I don't. And I kind of plan not to have any idea. I'm waiting for a fucking game to download. This is fucking shit.
And I'm apparently shooting at my own people.
Friendly fire is frowned upon, sir.
Well, apparently not in Transformers.
Transformers? More than meets the eye.
Starscream. I think we should play a very special track in the honor of you returning from the dead.
That word, I already know what you're going to play.
Do you really?
Play it, bitch. Find it first.
What are you doing?
I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, 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 that tiny, tiny hole. Oh, 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 so let me stuff your cow, how, how. In a battle like goose, everybody move, everybody get loose. We creep this party rocking, hyper dragon, stuff your stocking. You got real deep stocking, let me stuff them. Coming down your chimney, I've got something, something. Oh, so nice for you, stuffing stockings. What I like to do, we going all the way on Christmas Day. No, I don't play, you better listen. Hey, open up that stocking, let me give you what I got in hot. Capacity, overloading, cracking scenes. I got you going crazy, you don't know what's happening. Next thing you know, I am gone, I'm blasting off into the sky. I feel just stocking up, so now it's time for me to fly. Bye, bye. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, oh, oh. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, oh, oh. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, oh, oh. Oh, oh, I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, ho, ho. Oh, oh, so let me stuff your cow, ho, ho. In a battle like goose, everybody move, everybody get loose. We Christmas party rocking, hyper dragging, stuff your stocking. I got three hoes like Santa do. Come to my sleigh with the camera crew.
Ew.
I'm a car for naughty and nice. I'ma cover that body in sugar and spice. Miss Claus. I could be your candy cane.
No.
You stand my tree. Just run with me. I'll be your kid for all to see.
Damn.
When underneath this mistletoe, kids stand in shape like a snow globe.
Oh, baby.
Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, oh, oh. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, oh, oh. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, oh, oh. Oh, oh, I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny, ho, ho. Oh, oh, so let me stuff your cow, ho, ho. In a battle like goose, everybody move, everybody get loose. We Christmas party rocking, hyper dragging, stuff your stocking.
Come here, bitch, I'ma stuff your stocking. Here right now, while the beat is knocking. No, 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 there ain't cock blocking. No, 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 there ain't no stopping. Oh my God, this is so shocking. Play for crying, it's just so naughty. But you know this is a party. This is fun, I love Bacardi. Christmas Eve and I'm with my girlie. But she got a present early. We can
talking smoke and I will rhyme. Oh my God, look in the sky. Is that Santa? Never mind. You're just high. Oh, oh my.
And we're back.
Yay.
And along with Special Ed.
So, how did Trish take the firing?
Well, let's put it this way. He never showed up to actually be fired. So we just said, fuck it, you're fired.
So I'm guessing you changed the password to the soundboard.
Yep.
That's too funny.
Well, I mean, it's his fault.
Yep.
He didn't do jack shit.
You know what? Him and his stalker tendencies anyways needed to get booted.
Exactly.
Stalker.
Man, how'd I get fucking ammo from this damn thing?
You're seriously stupid. Where's Ghetto? Ghetto needs to entertain me. Ghetto. Ghetto. In the ghetto.
Really? You're sort of like in the ghetto?
You've never heard that song by Elvis?
No.
Yeah, that's, it's a song by Elvis.
How about the fact I'm trying to quit smoking?
I already did that. Been there, done that. I quit before you.
Yeah, I got this fucking e-cigarette. Don't really do that shit, though.
Well, guess what? I got a Harley Davidson and you don't.
Yeah? Oh, well.
Huh?
I prefer Hondas and Suzukis.
What, you like crotch rockets?
I'm more of a fact, like, not that big on Harley Davidsons.
No, whatever. Teach their own, dude.
And my fucking hands still smell like fucking gyros. The hell?
It's not about gyros. What? I'm hungry.
Yeah, I ordered gyros because we had a new place called Nico's open up. And, I ordered from them and my hands still smell like the fucking gyros that they made.
Gyros.
I had that shit about 4:30. And I've washed my hands 3 times.
Nice. Dude, well, you know, if you didn't spit the fucking thing out, you'd still have it. So how about you stop? Jesus. Talking to the child.
Why is the child spitting things out?
I don't know. You're better off asking him why he's spitting shit out.
True. But I don't think the kid can talk.
Nope. You don't talk yet, do you, Parker? No, of course not, because mommy has the time to talk to herself. Yeah, I've legit gone psycho. Oh, wait, I've already been there.
Yeah, you already gone psycho. What are you talking about?
Get psycho. Oh, boy. Get psycho. Play Disturbed Psycho now, bitch.
You see, we have it on the soundboard. for you.
Meow.
Stephen Allen Staple. Who the fuck are you? And why are you randomly hitting me up?
Huh?
Some random dude hit me up named Stephen Allen Stapleton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he listening in on the show?
No, he's not tuned in.
Well, he should be.
Roar!
I'm a dinosaur.
Dude can't type worth a fucking lick.
You can't handle the truth.
He goes, me listening to music, thanking, and chilling myself.
Huh? Is that English?
I don't know.
you should tell him to listen in.
I could. But I'm afraid he might make me go stupid.
Is it bad? I'm kind of curious as to how this motherfucker talks. I wonder if he talks like that, like kind of like Yoda. The Force.
Man, at least Yoda you can understand. This guy, no. All right, TC Warriors, psycho. Let's try to figure out what the meaning of life or dropping plates.
Okay, psycho.
I remember them having a track called Psycho. I think it might be dropping plates or meeting a life.
Yeah, are you sure it's not a Twisted Psycho or whatever shit it is?
Disturbed Psycho.
Yeah. I want disturbed.
Yeah, but you.
What I am, I'm disturbed.
I feel which one. Well, we'll just take a guess. Dropping plates. If it ain't it, mean a life.
I taste garlic for some weird reason. No.
Ah! Here we go again, get up! A little something for your ear hole, get up! Tipping a part of my soul again, get up! Disturbed in the house, we're dropping the plate. You said it couldn't be done, tell me that it's the kind of battle that just couldn't be won. You know, you're too sick, too hard, too fucked in the head. You'll never make it, no, not in this lifetime. Forget again, my friend, don't act surprised. We got the bass drum kick that will blow out your eyes. Just when you hear this shit, you'll get to step in, gonna fight the war and use my music as a weapon. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Another goddamn slap in the face. Don't wanna give us a place. Are you afraid? For fear of this, cause I'm freaking through the walls of your nightmare. We got time to die. The way I'm living, there is no compromise in it. Bitch, get ready for another surprise in it. Me leave the mind because I'm a committing fast. Pleasant thoughts in your mind and dropping plates on your ass. Billy Rockham, I'm dropping plates on your ass, bitch. You're never mind and you don't.
on your mark, here we go again.
Yeah.
But never mind, cause you're not the number one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're too hot and from the other side.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
I think it's time to bring it home again. Well, on your mark, here we go again.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
But never mind, cause you're not the number one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're too hot and from the other side.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
I think it's time to bring it home again.
I'm talking about
recognition.
You know I'm talking about
vindication.
Here I come, I'm dropping plates on your wrist. But here I come, I'm dropping plates on your wrist. Say here I come, I'm dropping plates on your wrist. Now here I come, I'm dropping plates on your wrist.
Right on your ass, bitch, right on your ass. Well, here I come, I'm dropping. I'm dropping lights. Place on your ass, bitch. Place on your ass. Here I come, I'm dropping lights. And I'm dropping lights. And then, when on your mark, now here we go again. I'm dropping lights. I use my music, my weapon. I'm dropping lights. Rip through the walls of your nightmare. I'm dropping lights. Well, here we go, we're dropping the lights.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Beat you to it, bitch.
And we got 206. Ah, it's Destiny.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
I probably knew that was me.
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. I was talking to my brother. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Well, I'm gonna fuck my hair in a frog.
My brother said, "What the hell is that?"
That's not a frog, dumbass. That's nowhere near a frog. This is a frog. Wait, no.
You never said it was a frog.
I'm mixing my sounds together. Guess who's tired?
Obviously, I'm
what?
Like, and say, Faz.
No, not me. Boy, I've been yawning every 5 fucking seconds.
Okay, this is...
That was hot. Oh, that's so cute. That was an awesome burp, but it stunk.
Oh.
I'll just fart in the phone. Shit. I don't care.
Yeah. I think we already get enough of that from me.
Yeah.
For real. Except for I don't use the bathroom when I'm on the phone with you guys.
That's probably a good fucking thing.
I do.
Yeah.
Actually, Havoc's actually due to go to the bathroom very shortly. Actually, that's kind of weird.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Do you usually go around 11:50 to... You give it to me.
Oh, what? Are you saying this, Beth?
Exactly. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying right now, okay? By the by, apparently Parker thinks the show is boring because he's asleep right now.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
Taking a shirt.
Maybe he'll sleep for like 2 or 3 hours and I can get some sleep. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I highly doubt that one, Spaz. I mean, you've had how many kids now? And
3.
And have you ever gotten any sleep with any of them?
Yes. Kinda.
Kinda. Key word there, kinda.
Sometimes.
Hello.
Hello.
From the radio. I don't want to listen to the radio on the phone.
Oh.
Hello.
What's good?
What's up?
¿Cómo está?
Spaz, this is not Spain.
Hello?
I'm a Spaz.
Talk to me. I do not want to talk to the radio.
You're talking to the radio. Would you like to phone a friend?
Radio. If you'd like to be in the host queue, please press 1 now.
Bad. This game's fucking retarded. Well, let me jump. Why is every single game I pick up, people don't like to jump?
Because you're just retarded.
That's probably a true fact right there.
No. Yeah, it is true. It's not probably. No, it is a true fact. There is no, maybe he's retarded. No, you're just retarded.
Oh, shit, I mean, at least I'm less retarded than Chris. That dude was fucking retarded as a motherfucker. By the way, Fez, you have Destiny to blame for this one.
What?
Oh, you said 11:30. Sound effect. Nobody fixing the damn toilet.
Echo.
But, don't know yet. So apparently that dude wanted to talk to the radio, but I don't know what he wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Well, he said he wanted to talk to the radio. They were talking.
Yeah, but if he wanted to talk to the radio, he should have, like, actually talked to a radio. Like, you know, the stereo that's in your car or, you know, maybe the little FM radio that you got in, like, your garage or some shit.
In other words,
radio is different.
In other words, something that's bad to do.
Listen, my conversations with inanimate objects is a shit ton better than that.
I believe it. So, Spaz, do you plan on getting the new Twisted CD and Boondocks?
I don't know.
If you ever have the money for it.
Uh-huh. I have no money. I have 3 children. They suck the life out of me and my money.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
But, is there something you want to hear?
Is it still raining out?
I don't know.
You're no fucking help.
I'm inside. I smoke indoors.
I'm inside. Usually people look out their window or some shit.
Yeah.
I actually get up out of my bed and look at this shit. And balls. I can't tell if it's still raining. I'm open window. It sounds like it's still raining. Well, I hope my freaking neighborhood likes the view that they're about to get. Whatever. I can't open my window.
Oh. You know, you're obviously naked in front of the window.
What? Me? No. What are you talking about? Damn naked.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what are you laughing about, dude?
I don't know. Who's laughing? No, I didn't laugh.
Whatever. Where's Ghetto?
Late, like usual.
I swear to God, this bitch never comes on. And by the time he comes on, I'm going to be getting off. well, not getting off, but leaving, hanging up. There you go. Hanging up.
Yeah, and getting off.
No, no getting off. No getting off. Getting
Are
off.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Being able to get off would include not being able to hear.
I don't know, but to you, you just might.
He makes weird noises.
Yeah, I can hear this.
Oh, well, fucking a fucking nookie. Yay!
All over, you know what? That was a nookie.
Binky, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah, one thing I think of when I hear the word nookie is pussy.
I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the cookie. Come on, you could stick it up. Yeah, stick it up. Yeah. Holy crap, I'm tired. I'm singing on biscuit. An issue.
What?
Dude, I just fed you. Why must you act like this? Why? Shoot me.
No.
Hungry.
Time to breastfeed.
Yep.
Why the fuck you change weapons? Oh, well. Figure it out soon enough.
Dude, listen to this.
You're gonna listen to him sucking on your tit?
He, like, inhales.
Why is he inhaling? Like, it's just weird.
Your face is weird. Don't be jealous because you wish you could be sucking on a tit.
If it was your tit, shit, I would love it.
No, I wasn't talking about mine.
Oh, I mean, you said.
Huh?
You said a tit.
You're becoming stupid. Oh, wait, you already are. Aw, aw, aw. Not cool, boob. Not cool.
What happened? What do you do?
Huh? Go to this side of the street.
Okay, how the fuck do you switch buttons? I don't know. Okay. But is there anything you want to hear to keep you, Yeah, awake.
I don't know. I can't think right now.
I got some brand new dark.
What? Something about a duck?
Sure, we'll go with that. But I said dark lotus.
Okay.
You get to the lotus. That sentence under twisted now. Here we go, Dark Lotus. Lay away.
For the Fam Volume 2, never before heard Dark Lotus.
And I need time to myself. behind the shit, cause you heard I'm rich. But you ain't shit, so I'ma cut you up and throw your arms to your legs in the back of the truck. And then I roll out. Fuck a bitch and a hoe, I never roll out. You should be breaking though, but I killed that hoe and my problem solved. Now I'm watching my back for the devil and the law. From a hook on the ceiling, I can't escape the feeling. Got my hands around your neck all the time. I make a feeling, make the bad turn to worse. I fucked you in the hurt before your rotten body got a chance to leave the earth. I'm the bad luck number 13 in all black. My addiction is choking out bitches from the back. I'm sick and lonely, looking for a friend, and in the end she's dead. What crazy time to spend. Got a problem, cause I got love shooting back in your direction. And we both know how it gotta be. Don't act like you don't know about Mr. Happy. Respect the fact that I gotta kill what I love. And what the tears from your face when I get my glove. I put my fingers on your neck till your eyes close. It might be tough, but that's the way my love goes.
Already three voices talking shit in my home, telling me that I should kill you and take your life, to kill myself and make you my wife. Cut your hands off, throw your blood on the wall, throw the phone in your lap, and I'll be waiting on your train, on your train.
And we are back. And Gail should be here in about 3 minutes. So, Seth, what do you think of the new Dark Lotus?
It was hot. Fresh
and
shit.
And we have a new album coming out at The Gathering. Because they don't know how to release things before The Gathering. I mean, come on. Why release it at The Gathering instead of, you know, releasing it before The Gathering so everybody gets to listen and shit like that?
Yeah, but if they release it at The Gathering and the people, like, think that that shit is fresh as fuck, they'll buy more copies.
Yeah, I guess.
It's strategizing, motherfucker.
I think Destiny died. Oh, well. And I hear your kid over there still sucking. Or crying or something.
No, he's getting pissed because he decided he wanted to stop and now he's hungry again.
So how's things with you with, what the hell is his face?
Good.
I think we should have Ghetto G call you one of these days randomly and just be like, I'm a music artist.
Jesus Christ, that was hilarious.
Let me go.
It's okay because I'm a music artist. Like, what music have you produced, motherfucker?
Yeah, the producer. Any, the
not
only
really stupid ass songs.
I think the only thing he ever fucking produced that was dope and good was Gangsta Here with the Hot Girl.
Yeah.
Which we still have on the soundboard, by the way.
He threw it off the soundboard.
Oh, no, it's still there.
Really? Because I thought that song was going places, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if he was smart, he would have stuck with that. But no, he decided to try horrorcore and failed miserably. And couldn't even put out a fucking
single. He doesn't know how to rhyme words. He doesn't know anything. Him trying to do something else would be horrid.
This
and if
is
he
true.
Was here, I'd tell it to him his face, too.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, I think at the most, all he'd probably end up doing is probably working at, I don't know, McDonald's. That'd probably be the best thing. That'd probably be the best for him.
Lando Cloud
has changed his name. He is no longer Lando Cloud.
Too bad. Lando Cloud.
His name is now Landon Phillips.
Yeah, Lando Cloud.
Yeah. He's apparently engaged or something like that.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I remember his girl thought I was fucking hitting on him because I kept saying Lando Cloud over and over again.
But I remember that.
Like, no, bitch, I don't want your man. I'm making fun of him. Get over yourself.
Yeah. And then, of course, you remember Dickless Conundrum, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got us in trouble with fucking Strange.
Why? What happened?
Well, we were doing an interview with Ritz, and the dumbass decided to fucking call in and started fucking trying to spit a freestyle.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I'm dead serious. So, yeah, motherfucker got in trouble with Strange. But luckily for me, you know, me and Corey, you know, we sold it, and you know, we came to an agreement to where, you know, we wanted to set up an interview, you know, for a while, you know, like, until, you know, got like a couple shows, you know, just so that way, you know, everything settled down with it.
Yeah. Well, at least he was chill about it.
Yeah. And plus, you know, we didn't really know how long fucking Rich was supposed to be on with us, because, you know, he didn't say anything. You know, until,
yeah.
You know, he stayed with us the moment, like, the whole show, and that also kind of got in trouble. But, again, he didn't say he had to go anywhere. He didn't let us know. So, that part wasn't on us.
Yeah.
By the way, to answer your question, yes, it's still raining out. Because I'm hearing it hit my window now.
Where the fuck is Ghetto?
I don't know. You know how Ghetto is? It likes to be late. He's probably picking up his sister.
I know, but I'm tired.
Oh, well, when he calls in, yell at him.
Huh?
I said, well, when he calls in, yell at him and tell him you're going to beat him with a fucking dildo. he just might enjoy that. Come on, Ghetto. Yo, maybe if we play a track by Ghetto G, he might actually tune the fuck in or call in. That's
what
track
are you going
to play? We have a new track on the soundboard. I've got to find it. Put up on here. What the fuck was it? Okay, The Last Laugh. So, here we go.
Dave, music. www.blogtalkradio.com.
Hello, Power Operator. I believe my party's been disconnected.
We come in like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh. I don't talk about money and drugs, so you won't blame me. You know I be the shit, it's on your face like acne. I don't need no damn gimmick for that shock value. My parents produced the freshest white boy who wouldn't know. My rhyme's so ill, I can stay on sick leave. Guarding my own mind, make y'all believe. This ain't no come up, it's a breakthrough. Flow so cold, just like a dick loop. Bitches say I suck, well that's untrue. Permanent this game, just like a tattoo. Kicking down doors like an OG suit. My time to shine is well overdue. Don't wanna hear no more brainless rap. Yo, fuck now, like a kid on a priest lap. Some label better sign me, I'm talking ASAP. These rappers out here can't rhyme, it's their handicap. Fighting for my city, you can call me Batman. The world's at war, Afghanistan. Popping off lyrics like a madman. Taking over the world, that's the game plan. Rapping be hot like a frying pan. Up in here, doing the best that I can. Come and kick it with the dead man. Come and kick it with the dead man. Coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh.
Every day I get hesitate, my music's a mistake. That music's not my fate, I should quit and take the bait. Say I suck, but I'm original, you're analog, I'm digital. Say my flow is criminal, yet your flows are mimical. Every individual, trying to be so cynical, trying to make me miserable, you're not even in my visual. Hold me down, I'll keep on coming, never stop, I'll keep on running. Doors this dream and deal is nothing, fuck you up, bitch, I'm not bluffing. I'm 80 years old, with a sick-ass fucking flow. The oldest motherfucker being played on the radio. Get off the shows, I turn them down. As a collab, don't like the sound. Number one talent never found. Won't stop rapping, I'm in the ground. Want it, but you need it. I'm a sprinter, paraplegic. You're a dream, but I believe it. Personate that I be it. Every single line I write from now on is from the heart. I promise my day is still to come. This is just the start.
We come in like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh. We coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh.
Now what the heck, I'll laugh anyway.
And we're back. So how'd you like that track?
It was good. I'm falling asleep. I gotta go. I'm falling asleep, but it's not good.
I'll tell
maybe
the OG.
I'll try and fall asleep next time.
I'll tell Gil G, you can say what up.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Night.
Bye.
Oh, so the Gilgis not here yet. I'll play a track. Fear Factory now. Ghetto G, what's going on? You just missed our favorite person.
Who's that?
She said she's going to beat you with a dildo.
Excuse me?
She said she's going to beat you with a dildo.
No.
Yes. That's exactly what she's...
What Fear Factory song are we going to listen to?
Oh, it was. But yeah, man, she just left.
Well, the dildo left, but what song are we going to listen to?
I was thinking, maybe Invisible Wounds by Fear Factory.
Sounds good.
Get back up to it. Here we go.
Oh,
And we're back.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, got a new game today.
Oh, yeah? And what lovely game is that this time?
Transformers.
There's definitely going to be a lot of talking to that one.
Nah, no talking. But much like the other games, he hates talking. They hate fucking jumping.
So they don't jump at all in that game?
They jump, but Megatron sucks at it.
Well, in that Heavenly Sword game, you don't jump at all.
So I'm guessing you hate that game.
No, I don't hate it. I just hated the whole shooting part. I didn't even care that I couldn't jump.
Damn it, Megatron, stop transforming into a fucking tank, you little bitch. Like, seriously, he doesn't stop fucking jumping. I'm gonna kill him. Or fucking transforming, I'll kill him.
Well, stop hitting that button.
Unfortunately, it's the same button that you have to fucking do to fucking move.
But why would they make everything the same button?
Man, I don't fucking know. Ask them.
So you got a new game. Did you play any of the other games that you had?
No, not yet.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to get into Heavenly Sword soon.
You bought that weeks ago.
Yeah, it's funny, because, like, I go to fucking GameStop today, and there they have it with the case and the fucking book.
Well, ask them if you could exchange.
And they won't. They don't want you to exchange shit.
Or go in there and then just switch them. Just take that case and leave that case there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like, seriously, I bet you they wouldn't even notice.
Man, they probably wouldn't.
I mean, over here, man, they had at least five versions of that game.
Why, we don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, it was the same game, but they had a whole bunch of copies of them.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, just weird that they forget.
Yeah, I don't really like to buy games that don't actually have cases.
Honestly, either, but unfortunately, they make it so where you have no choice sometimes.
Like, I bought that one deal they had there by the three games for $10 or some shit. And picked out two games, and then I was like, man, I need another one. So I just picked up, you know, the infamous game with the shitty ass case.
Yeah, right.
And then I played it for a week. I beat it twice. And I took a vay and got my money vay. And then I went to Twisted. And now Twisted will be here in a very short period of time this month.
Yeah, forget, I was just surprised to see that fucking Spaz called in, though.
I guess she hates her husband this week.
Well, apparently she had no internet and she had no phone.
I call bullshit. But, you know, well, I guess we'll accept the excuse.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she started laughing when I told her that fucking that before I cursed. She was like, so, how did Chris take me fired? He didn't show up that day, so he was fired.
Man, even when he was here, he was fired.
Yeah. But he was definitely fired this time. Password changed. No way around, no way on, no way to call in. Well, could have called in, but we just left his ass on mute.
Well, if you look at his track list, man, he wasn't doing too good.
Exactly. He didn't do jack shit to help us.
All he did was screw us. That's what he did.
Yeah, right?
But speaking of which, he still got a show?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to him anymore.
Just saying, do you have any friends that are friends with him?
No. Thank God. I mean, I think the only friend that we had was Lori, but, you know, I deleted her ass.
Man, I deleted her, too. Deleted her, blocked her boyfriend.
Man, I think it's funny how with this game, you start off as a fucking Decepticon, then you move you away, look from listening to as a fucking Autobot.
Don't they just like have? Shouldn't they just have two separate stories?
You think?
So you just start off bad, and then you just all of a sudden become the good guy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What happens if you go to good guy, and then you do bad things? You go back down like in Infamous?
I don't know.
They got
I'm playing this game.
They got like a meter thing here?
No.
No. I guess not.
I'm trying to see what happens if I shoot my own men, but doesn't do shit either.
What
just
the hell?
Makes me lose blood.
You do the same thing in wrestling games. You attack your own people.
Of course. I mean, interesting game. Damn it, die, you damn motherfucking Decepticons. They're apparently not on my team.
What?
Yeah. They follow fucking, what's his face? Starscream.
The fuck?
Yeah, all these guys follow Starscream. Don't know why, but they do.
Yeah, kind of like, why did they even film SmackDown this week?
Yeah, it was boring as all fuck.
So, was there any other matches on there besides the Real Americans?
I don't think so.
Seriously? One match in 2 hours?
I didn't see any others.
Well, damn.
Unfortunately.
They showed that, then they talked for like a half an hour. And they came back and Hulk Hogan said the same thing he said, you know, every time he was on, you know, Raw and SmackDown. Or Raw, I should say.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it ended.
Yeah, don't know what the fuck that was about. Or in Canadian speak, a boot.
Damn, Hogan just wants to be everywhere he can be.
Yeah, he must be all-American he can be.
But I think it was funny, though, man, and people in the crowd, man. One of them had that Hulk Hogan, like, doll. I don't know what the hell you call it.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, the funny thing about that is I had that when I was a kid.
Why?
Like I swear that was like my favorite toy and shit.
Huh?
I definitely had that with me at all times when I was a kid. I don't know where the hell it went now, but I definitely had that shit.
Yeah, this is weird.
Why is that weird? See that, man, even a young kid, man, fucking into wrestling shit. Here I am now, 28, still watching wrestling.
Yes. Oh, I just find it odd that Hogan decided to return like he did.
But I think there was a point in time where I just stopped watching wrestling for a few years. Because there's a big gap somewhere that I missed a bunch of shit.
Yeah, right?
And then I came back at some point in time, just from there until now. But yeah, there was definitely a gap. I missed a whole couple years.
Yeah. I think I did too.
But I mean, I saw the Attitude Era, so I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, the Attitude Era was the best. Now, we came at the shit.
Yeah, we come back to the Shield promos.
Yeah, fuck the Shield.
Where Roman Reigns is only allowed to say a few words. Because that way he can't fuck it up.
Yeah, right?
But what I want to know is, why can everybody point at the WrestleMania sign but Brock Lesnar?
I don't know.
Now, you notice over the weeks, man, he's always pointing at the sign while trying to, and he's like, way off.
Yeah, because there's nothing in the fucking way.
So, like, somebody made that into a joke, man. Like, Brock, what are you pointing at? And then they show up in the Raptors, you know, it was a Sting. That'd be pretty funny if Sting showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Although all these people keep talking about how CM Punk is supposedly in New Orleans right now.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Because somebody posted up a picture of him walking with Kofi Kingston that probably wasn't, like, this week.
That makes no sense.
I'm just saying, you know, it's just so people get to thinking that CM Punk is going to be there.
Yeah, I figured that. Although we know he won't.
Even if he was to be there, what the fuck would he do?
Absolutely nothing.
But as for that triple threat match, man, and triple threat matches are no DQ, so anything could happen in that.
That's true.
That's something I don't understand. Triple threat matches are no DQ, but a fatal four-way, there's DQ.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, why is it with three people where there's no DQ?
I don't know. That's a very good question. Why can't they make that for, like, you know, other matches?
That's how I feel whenever I'm playing the WWE games. Like, you try to skip through, like, the Divas matches and shit. But then they throw you in a fucking triple threat match. It's like, fuck, I can't get disqualified.
Yeah, right?
Like, usually, you know, you just pick the person you want to lose and you just smack the other person with a chair, you know, and be over real quick. Otherwise, it takes forever.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking over there at WWE.
I'm only thinking they're probably going to have Triple H win that match and be in that main event.
Probably. Screw over Daniel Bryan.
And then Daniel Bryan's going to come down during the match.
Yeah, he's going to screw over Triple H.
Maybe secretly working with Batista.
Maybe. That's a possibility.
Daniel Bryan's going to come down and they're going to take out Triple H and Randy Orton. And Batista's going to win.
Yeah, right?
That's probably not going to happen, but it could happen.
It could. Man, I need bullets. The fuck?
Bullets?
Yeah, Megatron lost all his bullets. He's a fucking retard.
How does he lose bullets? You don't ever lose bullets.
Man, I don't know how the fuck he lose bullets, but he did. Okay, yeah, how the fuck do I... What the fuck do I do? I go this way. Okay. I go this way with no bullets. Ah, fuck.
I think you just like saying bullets.
Yeah, they give you bullets for this damn game.
No, I said you just like saying the word bullets.
I could. That's a possibility. Shut up, Megatron. Stop talking.
So I see for the pre-show for WrestleMania, they're going to screw people over now. They're not even going to give you the match for free anymore.
Of course not.
They're going to give you an hour for free of them talking.
Yeah, right?
And then they're going to go to the network, which is fucking retarded.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it goes back to the tag team thing, man. You were talking about how they should have a Divas tag team division. Man, they don't even pay attention to the tag teams of the Dude division. And it's always on, like, pre-shows and shit because they don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
So if they had two tag team things going on, then which one would they pay attention to?
I don't know.
Which one would be on the pre-show? I mean, for fuck's sake, the tag titles can't even make it to the main show. The Divas are on the main show, though.
Yeah, right? Starscream, shut the fuck up, you little bitch.
But yeah, Juice had the WrestleMania Superstore. I bet you even that store doesn't have any Diva action figures.
Probably not.
Like, for real, man, why is that shit always so hard to find? Where do these people fucking buy them at?
I don't know.
Like, I understand you could pre-order things, but, like, you can't pre-order every fucking single one. But did you see Eva Marie has a action figure, too?
Yeah. She don't even do shit.
And did you see the Natalya one? Why does that look like Caitlyn?
I don't know.
Like, her figure looks exactly like the Caitlyn one.
It really does.
That was like, Caitlyn?
Hey, look, I found the fucking Funkadactyls. action figures.
Oh, yeah? Where are you finding them at?
Amazon for $30.
Oh, I've seen it on Amazon. But I'm talking like in stores, man.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the only place you can go is Amazon.
And the one thing I saw that I want, which I never in my life will ever pay, was this person that was sewing a Kelly Kelly and an AJ one together, but for $70.
Wow.
Like, really, man? For some action figures?
I don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
Like, do these people on the internet really believe they can get all the money that they ask for things?
Yes.
Because I highly doubt.
I don't know what the fuck they're thinking, though, with that shit. I mean...
No, with anything. Anything somebody sells.
Yeah. That's true. It's just weird.
But yeah, it was funny you were talking about Twinkies earlier, and I was watching Zombieland.
And like I said, I got two different flavors. Regular and banana.
I didn't realize there was more to one flavor.
Yeah, there is now. Oh yeah, how about Destiny decided to call in for some odd reason with her quote-unquote brother?
Brother?
Yeah, apparently she has a brother.
When the hell did she get a brother?
I don't know. But the dude was fucking retarded.
Why have you met her?
Nah, man, because that dude took the phone and he's like, I want to talk to the radio.
I want to talk to the radio?
Yeah.
What is he, that special person from the movie Radio?
Probably.
Oh my God. Yay.
Yeah, I'm just going to delete it.
Where the hell did she go?
I don't know. I played your track and she left.
What track was that?
Last Laugh.
What the hell? Are you going to play some shit when I'm not here? All the time.
Oh, I figured shit. If I play it, you'd fucking show up. But no.
What the hell? All the idiots show up when I'm not here. When I'm here, ain't nobody here.
Yeah, right?
It's like they know I'm not here.
Well, I mean, you know, she was, for a fucking face, Spaz was asking for you. You know, like, that's who the fuck you were.
Should've just said you fired me.
She'd probably believe it.
Probably. As far as she knows, man, she don't know what the hell's going on.
That's true. But yeah, so she called it, and a few minutes after that, fucking Dusty called in with her brother.
Oh, God, dude. You had them all on the phone at the same time. I'm glad I met
them. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, fuck. No.
Special Ed class on Juggalo Rider Radio.
Although, you know, we should feel special because of, like, you know, she tried to make it so that way we could listen to fucking her baby fucking breastfeed her. Well, feed.
Wait, what? Her baby breastfeeds her? What?
No, man, like, she was breastfeeding her fucking new baby, whatever, and she tried to get it so that way we could hear. For some reason.
How many fucking kids does she have?
She has three now.
The fuck?
Yeah.
She's been gone for 9 months.
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah, so okay, she was, yeah, so she was breastfeeding on the show. I'm like, okay.
Well, start breastfeeding on Instagram like Terry.
Yeah. I'm deleting this dumb fucker named Stephen Allen Stapleton.
That's a hell of a name.
Yeah. He's one hell of an idiot, too. Can't fucking... I mean, it's funny, because the first thing he typed, what is up, how you doing, made perfect sense.
Did he say, I fuck you?
No, he goes, me listening to music, thanking, and chilling myself.
Chilling himself? What is he, laying in some ice?
Apparently.
Somebody steal his kidney?
I think so.
I don't know, man.
The fact that, you know, he said listening to music, thanking. But he started off with me listening to music, so I was like, yep, no, you're gone.
When I was like somebody that was trying to say sweatpants, but they put SWAT pants.
The fuck? So your pants are... So are your pants part of the fucking SWAT team?
That's what I'm saying. It was SWAT, and then it was PANCE.
Love that.
Like, seriously? You can't spell pants?
Nope.
The fuck did these people go to school with, man?
I don't know.
See why education is important? For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm glad I graduated.
Like, I mean, yeah, I'm not the smartest person, but shit. At least I got my diploma, man, so it's all good.
I don't know what the fuck these people were thinking when they came out of school.
No, as for, like, college and shit, yeah, that can go fuck itself.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, so that's all. That's pretty good. His first sentence kind of, whatever the fuck, was made sense. What is up? How you doing? That made perfect sense. Then he turned into a fucking idiot. He can't play.
Then he turned into an idiot. He, for some reason, press select chose the option. Retard.
I'm just like, no, go away now.
It's like you got corrupted by Facebook or something, because they fucked their shit all up too, where like, you can't put like the chat window down now. And you can't see how many friends you have unless you click on friends. And
yeah, right.
They switched everything. Like, they got dyslexia.
Damn it, Max. Stop designing fucking Facebook.
Hey, seriously, man. Why couldn't you just leave it alone? It was fine, man. For fuck's sake. Every time you're happy with something, they fuck it up.
Yeah, pretty much. How about the fact that every single time someone decides to put a smash or passing up in all juggalo chat, I officially now just say pass for every single one of them.
I like how you posted up something, and then that Lilith shows up. Where the fuck did she come from?
I don't know.
I didn't even know she was in that group.
This bitch is a definite pass. Fuck
yeah.
And
apparently Angel's in that group too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, where the fuck did he come from?
Man, you got a bunch of followers in that group, man. So keep posting shit in there. I keep having people like it.
Yeah, because I have
no idea what the fuck. You got at least six people following you, man. At least six people that know you in there. If
yeah,
not
right. But none of them tune the fuck in. Like, what the fuck?
Well, they like to follow what you type on the internet, not what you do on the telephone.
Lisa Clip. The fact that you just said, I don't need to post a Smash of Paris. I know the answer. Who wouldn't want this net in? I mean, look at me.
She's fucking ugly, ain't she?
Yes.
I don't need Captain Obvious for that.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. She looks good. Never mind. Kind of. She's just kind of turning to Brie Bella a little bit when she smiles.
Brie Bella?
Nikki Bella.
That bitch better smile all the time, then.
No, I mean, like, she's missing, like, a tooth. But Nikki.
Man, you can't even see her tooth missing, though.
That's true.
And I'm sure she has a fake tooth by now.
Man, this bitch looks like she's got fucking scabies.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Babs Rollins fucking posts up something saying, smash a pass, and bitch, it looks like he got scabies.
That's funny as hell, man. Back in the day, we made a song about having sex with a dead bitch and, and hoping we don't get scabies.
That about the fact that some dude named Justin Poole fucking put up smash a pass, and the dude, Royce goes, hey, don't kill nobody, homie. I don't know, this looks weird.
What does that mean? What is he doing?
Well, he has a before and after picture. One of him without a beard, and one with him with a full-grown beard.
Well, I saw some picture that Sarah Bear posted with some dude with a big-ass beard that was transformed into a fucking woman. Like, what?
The fuck?
Dude. I guess they wanted to be a woman for some reason. Speaking of which, that one thing that's in that group with a picture talking about smash or pass, I was like, the fuck are you? An awkward moment. You don't know what the fuck that thing is. Like, is it a boy? Is it a girl?
I don't know. Oh, bud.
Yeah, that's another thing, man. The whole gay thing in there, man. We fucking get it. The whole group is gay. Quit fucking talking about it. How many people in here are gay? How many people in here can we gay bash? Fuck y'all, man.
Yeah, right. I mean, the fuck.
Like, great, you're gay. Move on.
And
then the admins in that group don't make it any better.
Yeah, right.
They just post even fatter bitches. And then that just gives more fat bitches more confidence to post their fucking fat ass on there, man.
Yeah.
Like, everyone talking about fat bitches, I'm not skinny myself, but fuck it, man. Them bitches are fucking disgusting.
They really are.
I've never seen so many ugly people in my life.
Yeah. Seriously.
That kind of makes, like, the fat girls I used to be friends with look odd.
Wow. No.
And And that's saying crazy. Something.
That's definitely saying something right there.
Like, for real, man, where did all these people come from?
I don't know.
25,000 people in there. Where the fuck did all these motherfuckers come from? And why don't the hot ones talk?
Yeah.
But that one person did make a good point, talking about, can somebody ban me from here? And it said, I'd leave, but I always get added back in here. I know the feeling.
Man, all these sensitive motherfuckers.
They're gay, Havoc. Why do you think they're so sensitive?
That's true.
Like the dude sitting there saying he's a faggot. Like, who gives a fuck, man? That's just asking for somebody to say something to you. Can't you just sit there and shut up?
Get people to be mean.
Don't be perverted. Don't call me sexy.
Yeah. Don't call me sexy. I'll report you.
But what I want to know is how a select few people in there, people just look past and they don't say anything ignorant to them.
Yeah, right.
But everybody else is, you know, fair game. Like, where was that hate on this picture, you fucking bitch? How you gonna bitch out on that one?
Man, I swear these people are fucking into bestiality as well, because they're posting up dog pictures saying, smash a path, my dog.
Yeah, that's not funny at all.
Hell nah. You got fucking two people going smash.
Yeah. They probably would, though.
Exactly.
That part.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking, people?
Well, now you know who not to leave alone with your animals.
Chris Taylor, you're a fucking idiot. You should be shot. He put, okay, I finally understand what smash or pass is. Someone matched me, and I'm in Facebook jail, so I couldn't thank them anyway. Now I want to try. LOL. Smash or pass.
Yeah, now that you're blocked. Fucking
yeah.
Idiot.
Oh, bud. It's true. Damn true.
It's when you only add the ones that say you can add them. I think it's, you know, pretty clear.
It really is.
Like, you know, then that way you don't have to be blocked.
Exactly.
Not like the people you add are going to talk anyway.
Yeah.
But
agreed.
I'm sure hope one day I can make the folder a shame where I could say some stupid shit to a girl and she screenshots it and puts it on her Facebook for everybody to hate me. One day that could be me. We all gotta have dreams, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, bud. The entire group is like, this place, like, when I first joined, they were dope. I mean, even got some listeners from that group. But then it turned all bitchy and retorted.
Speaking of which, is David still in that group?
I don't know. I haven't seen his ass in a while.
His ugly ass girlfriend's still in there.
That's for damn sure.
Ugh. Still looks ugly with the lights off.
Man, fucking bitch looks like we in a fucking dark ass cave.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing as being in the dark, Havoc. But I'll give you that one.
I mean, shit, man. That bitch can make an ugly ass fucking cave look sexy.
What the fuck? Now you're just getting weird.
I'm just saying. Yo, if I had a choice between either having to fuck her or fucking a cave, I'd fuck a cave.
How do you fuck a cave?
I don't know. I'm just saying, man. If I had a choice.
It's a rather large hole, you'd be fucking thin air, man. And the police show up like, sir, what are you doing? I'm fucking this cave. I got like a cave place that you can go fuck. It's called Green Man's Tunnel. Except like, it's not like the tunnel part. I guess it would be like, I don't know what the hell the top part of it is though.
I don't
fucking
know.
You go fuck that part.
Yeah, David's no longer in here either. I don't think, because they have a sort of David's now.
Well, you know what his name was, right?
David something. I forgot what the fuck his last name was.
That is a good question. What was his last name?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, it's not really important.
No. Not. I think it began with a good end, though. I could be wrong. Maybe Newsbomb or something like that.
Say Newsbomb?
Yeah, some bullshit.
Man, that doesn't even sound familiar.
Yeah, well, then again, I kept calling that fucking, one take fucking Nicole fucking Shelby or Shelly for some odd reason.
Yeah, you like to call everybody Shelby.
Well, man, I could not remember her name until I fucking looked at my block list.
Is that profile still active?
Unfortunately, yes.
You should unblock her and see if she IMs you.
I did unblock her.
Oh. See, man, you know, you're bored as shit, you start unblocking people. Looking for somebody to start some shit.
I think it's even funny how on her fucking page it says, she is the one and only Ms. Chronic. Bitch, there's probably a shitload of Ms. Chronics out there. Ain't the one and only.
Well, I don't know very many of those. Although it was funny, remember when we were talking about Miss Wicked's?
Yeah.
Somebody joined on Instagram and that's what their name was.
Here.
I was like, really? We were just talking about how many there are these ones.
Oh, man. Can't come up with an original name.
No, not at all.
At least my hand still smells good.
The fuck?
Yeah, man, my fucking hand still smells like a fucking gyro. I had at fuck 4:30.
Maybe you should wash your hand.
I did, like 3 times.
With soap this time.
I did, 3 times. Still smells like fucking gyro.
Well, that's one smelly-ass is Gyro then?
Well, Gyro's usually smelly, but they taste good.
The fuck you do? Rub the damn Gyro all over your hand?
Ooh. This fucking egg. Well, I mean, the way egg came prepared was you had the pita bread, you had the lettuce, you had the fucking meat, and then you had the fucking fries.
Fries? There ain't fries on a Gyro.
Man, the Gyro wasn't even together. It was all separate.
What? You had to make it yourself?
And I ordered that shit, and I had to put it together myself, yes.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know.
You didn't give him a tip, did you?
Hell nah. Man, dude got lost twice.
What the fuck? He got lost, didn't even prepare what you ordered.
I mean, literally, the dude got lost twice. Coming up to try to find my fucking place. That's like, what the fuck? How did... It's not even possible to get lost in this neighborhood. For one...
Did he tell you he got lost?
Man, he called after my mom for directions.
What? Man, I've never had that before.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit. Fucking, we even told him straight up. 18 Millridge Drive. Dumbass was looking for Millridge Road.
Does that exist?
18 Millridge Road? No.
Oh.
It does not exist. I know it's because my mom went to go try to find it one day. She couldn't find it. It does not exist.
Wow, it's sad that the delivery people called you and asked for directions.
Yeah, man, and then the fucking second time, he passed our house fucking like 2-3 times. And he's like, and when we finally found it, he's like, you know, he goes, the houses aren't in order. No shit, nigga.
Well, how the hell are they ordered?
It's like, one side of the street, you got like the odd numbers. On the other side of the street, you got the even numbers.
All the way up the street?
Yeah. That's actually how it is with the entire neighborhood.
Well, he should probably remember that then.
Fuck that, I ain't ordering from them again.
Well, obviously not.
Well, so, another reason I'm not ordering from them again, man, the fucking minimum for, like, the minimum on a fucking card. The purchase is $25.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Well,
so you gotta spend $25 or more in order to get your damn fucking food.
Well, what the hell else did you get?
Mozzarella sticks. And Solvaki.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's like lamb on a stick. It's like a fucking shish kebab.
That could be good.
It was good. The fucking lamb was good, man. That's my first time actually having lamb.
You've never had lamb before?
Nope.
Damn.
First time.
Yeah, lamb is good.
I mean, shit, man. At least that came prepared. It was on the stick.
They could do that, but they can't make a Gyro.
I mean, I didn't really want them out. What's well, I'm sick, so I just gave them to my mom.
Well, that was nice of you.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is stupid. You have to spend $25 or more, you know, like for fucking delivery, but yet, well, for a credit card, for a debit card and shit, but yet, it says free delivery.
Well, that's why it's free delivery.
Yeah, $25 or more, and you get your free delivery. If you don't get,
yeah,
you don't order that much, you don't get your food.
They won't let you order at all if you don't
It has to be $25 or more.
That's so stupid. What's the name of that play?
Migos.
Egos.
Migos. Nikos.
They must not get a lot of business.
I don't know. This is like my first time working for them. Because of the fact that this is the first time that you got a fucking menu in the mail for them.
Well, they must be new, and they're completely failing right now.
Yeah, right? I want a Gatorade.
Is it in you?
Yeah, two bottles so far. But I want another one. Let's see. But yeah, Ben, we went on a fucking shopping spree today. Fucking technically spent about $231 on groceries.
And what'd you get your mom?
I've got her own stuff.
No, I'm saying that was a total on what you got for yourself. What'd she get?
Yeah, that was everything mine and her stuff.
No lie, that was all for you.
But lucky for me, I had food stamps. $189 of food stamps. So I brought down like $44.
I say bring it down to $44.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I even bought some cucumbers, avocado. Actually, no, avocados are pretty good.
No.
Bought some fucking pretzel bread, fucking hot pocket, well, lean pockets.
Pretzel bread. You can have some burgers.
No, it's fucking lean pockets.
The fuck? They got pretzel ones of those?
Yeah. And I bought me some fucking Tostitos pizza rolls. Jalapeno flavor.
Of course.
By the way, I know my mom's not going to touch it because she don't like fucking Tostitos.
Who don't like them? What the fuck?
I don't know.
I thought everybody loved that shit.
Yeah, and I actually cleaned up the store of their fucking tuna fish.
Why do you need that much tuna fish?
Man, fucking 99 cents for fucking tuna fish? And then, like, the last remaining, there was only 8 left, so I took the last 8.
I guess somebody likes tuna fish.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking mate. Man, I throw that shit in my fucking egg cups.
Ew, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, it actually tastes good.
See, man, again with the weird food. Eggs and tuna fish.
Man, shit, since I'm off Monday, man, I'm making fucking 8 cups for myself. I'm going to use tuna fish, cucumbers, and avocado.
Well, that sounds disgusting. Now, the cucumber would be fine without any of that other shit.
If I could, I'd try to throw some motherfucking, fucking
tostino pizza rolls in them. I tried that too.
Why don't we just take everything you have and just throw it on
there? That'd be weird.
Oh, that'll be weird.
Yes.
Or what I could do is, since I bought some fucking beef jerky, I could throw the beef jerky into the eggs instead of the tuna fish.
Whatever you need to do.
Michelle Pellet.
Smash a pass. LOL, I'm married, though. Just playing along.
What? Really? Really? Married? What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, right? I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, you ugly, but you look better as a zombie.
You look better as a zombie.
Yeah, you look better dead.
Yeah, that's like people to put the face paint on, man. It makes them look better.
Yeah. Well, Stephen Allen, I'm glad you're gone. You will never, ever bother me again.
Thank God.
What did he do?
I had to do that kind of self-work shit. Remember? Listing? Music?
Man, I swear you said his name was something else.
I said his name was Stephen Allen Stapleton.
There we go. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. He needs to have his whole name up on there.
It's probably not even his name.
Man, probably not. Well, he's gone. I'm good.
Where the hell did he come from?
I don't know. He had to meet. Like, he had to meet, and I don't remember it. And he finally decided to hit me up, and I was like, yep, nope, you're stupid. Goodbye.
Yep, nope, you're stupid. Goodbye.
Well, true. He's fucking retarded. That motherfucker's probably up in all juggle chat. That's probably where he came from.
Sure hope not.
I sure hope not either.
That was like that one chick in there, man. All I did to her was like her photo, and she added me.
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
Like, I didn't talk to her at all, man. Like, what?
Yeah. You didn't like that. She was like, I'm going to add him. I'm going to stalk him.
Hey, man, that's all right, man. She actually looked pretty decent.
And that worked out.
Nah, if it was a nasty bitch, it'd be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Then we'll put my fucking DVD back in soon, though.
No, don't do that.
I might either go with Ghost Hunters International Season 2 or the final season.
Of what?
Ghost Hunters International.
Did you just order that yesterday?
Man, I ordered that. When the fuck did I order that? On the 29th.
Oh. You talked about it yesterday. I thought you ordered it yesterday.
Duh. Ordered that on the 29th. It finally came in. What's funny is that they came in before my fucking There'll Be Tough Enough 2 soundtrack. Which should be here tomorrow.
So is that why you were beating AJ Lee?
No. I just felt, you know, she needed a good beating. So now I have everything except for Tough Enough 2 and my PS3 remote control.
It must suck living in an area where you don't have any stores.
We have stores, but I mean, you know, fucking, I don't see the fucking remote in fucking Walmart here.
I haven't seen it in fucking GameStop at all.
I'm just saying, man, you buy all this shit online, like, the same stuff. I could just go like, to the store or something and find.
Oh, yeah, but. As long as the fact that the remote was supposed to be shipped between the 31st and the 1st. That's the fucking 5th. That has not been shipped yet.
From where?
Oh, it's from here in the U.S., for damn sure. I made sure
somewhere,
that one.
Somewhere in the U.S.
Nope, doesn't help.
What I mean is, what is it from a store?
Don't know. Said used. I mean, I think it's from the store, but didn't tell me what state it's from. Unfortunately.
No,
right, still a profile.
What store did you order it from?
Amazon.
Store.
Well, no, but hey. Well, this dude's definitely not getting a good feedback back from me. I already fucking messaged him. Well, I already sent the fucking thing saying, I want my money back.
Send him a thing saying you want your money back?
Yeah, man. Shit, have to shit that fucking order out of here. It's a hell of a lot faster.
What do you want your money back on?
Fucking remote here.
Jeez, you sent him out already, man? Maybe it's in the mail. Does it say it's shipped?
No. It's saying preparing shipment.
Did he answer your message?
No.
So what does his feedback look like?
He has no feedback from nobody.
Well, that's not good. See, that's what you got to look for, man. You got to look for the people that got the good feedback. Or at least some feedback.
Yeah, I know.
Because if you go with somebody who got some badass feedback, man, you're just going to be fucked over.
Shit, I think I'm better off going to GameStop.com and getting me a fucking remote from there. I think so.
Why don't you look at, like, Target or fucking Toys R Us? Even Walmart online.
I can do that. It'll give me a reason to use my fucking Walmart card.
Or why don't you go to that used place you said you found?
I haven't even been there yet. Well, maybe it's the fact they ended up moving the damn store.
What the fuck? Did you find a used place and now it's gone?
Yeah, right. Like, what the fuck? I was just there and they moved it.
Should have went there, man. That was your chance.
Let's see. Fuck is this? Personal gaming environment with remote control. GameStop exclusive. The fuck is that supposed to be?
What?
Okay. Apparently I can fucking, it's something that lets me travel with my fucking PS3 and I can still play it.
Ain't that the thing they had like a while back? There used to be like a commercial for it.
Yeah.
Go with you. You play a game, stop it, and then you can still continue to play.
Yeah, I think it was like the PS Vita or the PSP or something like that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Where the dude was walking in the middle of the street, not paying any attention, just playing his fucking game.
Trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
PS3 remote control is super fun here on Walmart.
On what? Walmart.
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 And they have one, but I don't know if it's the same one. Maybe that's the same one. It's fun though.
Isn't there only one?
Oh, they have like a fucking shitload of them out there.
Well, I mean, like, only, like, one design, you know what I mean? Like,
no, they have a few different designs. That's the same one. Well, how much the fuck you want for this one? $17.
Well, that's cheaper than a fucking controller.
Yeah. Really is. Okay, I'm ordering a different one off of Amazon.
Jeez, not even happy with Walmart.
Nope.
Look at Target.com.
Well, you know, let me see what the fucking shipping is for Walmart here. Clothes, nigga. Let me sign in.
Wait, shouldn't you already know what the shipping is? Since you order from there a lot.
I don't order from Walmart.com a lot now.
Well, how do you get your shit from Walmart?
You just go there. That means that you just go to the store. Like, walk in.
Wow, that's surprising. I didn't know you actually went to stores. Besides GameStop.
Well, GameStop is the quote. There's one. What the fuck? I want to type in PS3. You remote control again, so I get back to that fucking page. And I'm accepting Walmart in the search bar.
Yeah, let's do a search for Walmart on Walmart's website.
Yeah, man, I wonder what I'd get.
Probably nothing. Be like, dumbass, you're already here.
Probably. The fuck? Maybe I'll get this one of these. The fucking instant USB cooling fan and remote control converter for PS3.
The fuck you need that for?
I don't know. I saw that. Yeah, this is dope.
No, that doesn't sound dope at all.
Back to my remote. Because I obviously won't get the one from fucking Amazon that I wanted. Dumb bastards.
So does that mean you canceled your order then?
I tried. I'm still waiting here for that motherfucker.
Well, that again. You press cancel.
No, doesn't do that. What's funny is the fact Okay, no.
Yeah.
Important messages about other items in your cart. Two items in your cart have changed price. That's not an important fucking message. What the hell?
It's important. Maybe they're cheaper.
Oh, yeah. This is the fucking mask I wanted for fucking winter.
What? It's a little late now.
Yeah. Alright, you know what? I'm going with Amazon because it's cheaper for the fucking controller. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than fucking Walmart.
Is it brand new?
Yeah. Because Walmart's $17.96 plus shipping, which would be $4.97, so it comes to $22.93. Whereas Amazon comes to $3.99 plus $4.99 shipping, comes to
$18.98. Not much difference.
No, but it's a little bit cheaper than one like for $22.
Yeah, but you made it sound like it was a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I wish. Go to my cart, nigga. So I can... Man, I don't want to check out. I just want to go to my cart and empty it from Walmart. Remove. Amazon. Place order. Why the fuck do I want to share my item on Facebook about what I just bought? Fuck out of here.
Let them know you bought a PS3 remote control.
Yeah, I really want to do that.
Maybe somebody will like it.
But someone's bound to like it either way.
Like Angel.
Man, that bitch looks everything. What the fuck are you talking about?
And you know that whole WCW thing that was going on? I didn't realize that the poster, that picture that he posted above that, he said that he made it. I didn't even realize he said that. Which would explain why he spelled it wrong. I just thought he found that somewhere and posted it.
Yeah, you'd think.
Because it says where instead of were, and it just ruins everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, I'm looking at stock. I'm getting this damn CD. Yep, Young Dubliners. That CD's hard as fuck to find on anywhere else. But there we go. Bought another remote control. A CD. Tastes like Gatorade.
The CD tastes like Gatorade?
Nah, man, that burp. Like, why the fuck would a CD taste like Gatorade?
Question is, why are you tasting the CD?
I don't know. And damn it, Joey Walker. You're a fucking retard. Go away.
Jeez, man. You hate everybody.
But this dude really is an ugly fucker.
This guy really is an ugly fucker.
It's freaking... He even goes, smash or pass?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought these were people on your page.
No. First of all, motherfucker, you're middle-aged, you're balding, you have a caterpillar on your fucking face, you ugly as all shit.
You have a caterpillar on your face?
Yeah, a really fucking retarded mustache.
I thought he literally had a fucking caterpillar on his face.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I mean, he is an all-juggle threat.
Like, that goes out to that one status talking about how old people are. Everybody kept saying all these damn numbers and shit, blah, blah, blah. And then this one chick said she was 15, and this guy was like, hey, you, add me. This fucking old-ass guy comes out of nowhere. Out of all the people that commented, he picked the 15-year-old.
What the fuck?
And then I was like, why does this guy want to add this fucking 15-year-old girl?
Yeah, right? The fuck you thinking, dude?
And then somebody chimed in, we're all family. No, nigga, we are not all family. This dude's a fucking pervert. He wants to fondle that little girl's goodies.
What the fuck did I join this damn group? Corner of Hatchet and Nowhere. I don't remember joining you.
Ain't that the truth?
And I've added my ass to this shit either, nigga. Yeah, I don't remember joining you.
Well, speaking of groups, you know, alien ass girl. Yeah, she made a group or whatever. So I'm guessing she made a group just so she could post photos of herself for people to see.
Fuck out of here.
I was like, really? You need a fucking group? Nobody really wants to look at you.
Apparently, I was asking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you got big old titties. Woo!
Yeah, man, apparently I was added to this group about 6 months ago. And I don't remember being added to it.
Jeez. Kind of like your Snowbee gone.
But I was just bored. I needed a group to make about that. So I made that.
Oh, yeah, how many people in that group? 3.
Yeah, me, you, and Ducky.
I'm surprised he's even still there.
I was here before, but in fact, I see she liked that group, too. I was like, yes, here we go, groups, you admin. Snow be gone. Well, apparently there's another person in the group. That's not you. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, it is you. And then... how the fuck is this person, Jefferson D. Laughlin? How the fuck do you like this shit if you're not in the group?
The hell?
Yeah, right? Oh, it's a group that can go bye-bye. I don't want to use it. I was just a fucking get rid of snow.
Finally, I'm out of a group.
Yeah, one group.
Start deleting more of them.
No, be gone. I don't want to delete the group. I want to delete the group. Edit group settings. How do you delete a damn group?
And it on like your main page where you just go to a little edit button next to it and doesn't it say like leave group, delete group or some shit like that?
Leave group, but it say delete group.
I don't fucking know, then. I don't make groups.
Damn it, I just want to delete the damn group. It served its fucking usefulness. There's absolutely nothing.
Made the snow be gone and brought in the rain.
Yep. Man, I figured it was fucking what's her face, Spaz. Man, that's a stupid question.
No, stupid question for Spaz, never.
She goes, is it still raining outside? I don't know. I told myself no. I'm outside. I'm not looking outside.
Well, somebody could at least look out the window.
Yeah, thank. But because I chose not to do it, I made her ass get up and go do it.
How does it matter if it's raining or not?
I don't know. She wanted to know if it was still raining for some reason. And I just want to delete this group.
You're stuck with it forever. Deal with it.
Okay, I'll boot everybody out of it.
Oh, that'll take a very long time. Don't do that.
Yeah, it'll take a very long time. Boot 3 people out. Fuck it, I'll change the name of it.
You just kicked everybody out, though.
Oh, you're still here.
Oh, fucking shit.
There, made a Juggalo Rad Radio backup.
Yeah, because the other one's doing so well.
Well, if I can delete this group by doing whatever I gotta do, fine.
Speaking of which, how are the other two groups going?
Man, the dead end game. There's nobody there. Oh, there's people there, just barely saying shit. I mean, come on, we got 62 people in that fucking dead end game one. One of them being Chill's cousin or sister, whatever the fuck that bitch is supposed to be.
Whatever that thing is.
Yeah. And what are the pages? Were there?
And the street team.
Oh, yeah. Nobody really talks in there anyways.
Somebody's always posting something in there. I don't know what the fuck they're posting.
We're named JT on the beats in Lando Cloud.
Lando Cloud, who randomly found our SoundCloud. Well, one of them.
Yeah, right?
Because you have one and then I have one.
And much motherfucking Wicklown Love Group, nobody really talks in there either.
And nobody's talked in there for a very long time. And that's not even our group.
But it is our group because we took over, remember?
Well, there's that, but we didn't make it.
Well, no.
Just like we control that, what was that? We had clowns or some shit. Worldwide clowns, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Nobody talks in there either. There are 6 admins. Me, you, Tommy, some dude named Adrian, Caleb, and Kyle.
Wow. All the people in the group are the admins.
Yeah. With 314 people in here. Oh, I see some people I can delete since they don't have any fucking accounts anymore. So, we move group. Cali West, you are no longer a fucking profile. You
she's
removed.
Too busy. She's too busy with her ass always up.
Probably. I mean, the people that deactivate their accounts, they don't really need to be in a group. They're not gonna be able to say anything anyways. You know, just ban them. Fuck it.
Yeah, because that's gonna matter.
Lauren Swift. I wonder if there's any relation to Taylor Swift. Man, I should delete this dude. You know, Stitch Draco party liner. Just for being a party liner, I should just delete him.
Yeah, fuck your party line.
Yeah.
That's like all the people that say fuck party lines. I feel like they're saying fuck us too, but we're not party line.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We have never been a party line. The fuck?
But I'm just saying, people kind of place us under that category.
Yeah, I noticed.
As where, like, they want people to call in so they can make money off of them, as where we want people to call in just so we have some people to talk to.
Yeah, right, the fuck.
We don't need you to stay on the line for hours on end to make money.
Yeah, no. See how many party lines we have in this group. Three of them. They're all going bye-bye.
In what group?
Worldwide Clowns.
There's party lines in there? What?
Yeah, there's party lines up in here. They're all being deleted. One, you don't talk. Two, you're retarded. Three, you're a party liner. Four, you're retarded.
I mean, all you gotta say is they're a party liner. I think that pretty much sums it up.
That's true. Bam. Party liners have been all cleaned up.
No, they'll be back.
No, they won't. I blocked them. What are you talking about?
There will be more. And more.
Sure as hell hope not. High Time Record no longer exists. I can go bye bye. Remove High Time Records. Thank you. Goodbye.
Jeez.
Let's see. Edit. Let's see. Give a description of Juggler Rider Radio.
Didn't you already change that?
Yeah. But I'm changing it on my profile. Just giving you about things. Don't need a fucking biography for that shit. Say it changes.
Yeah.
guys worked at Juggler Rider Radio. Right, motherfuckers. Well, Mumra, you know, he was interviewed upon here. And he's done a few stuff with us. But now we actually worked here, so none. Goodbye. Dun da ding. Man, what I could do is maybe say, well, you know, I could actually just, you know, fuck it. Let's go to About Me again. Let's get rid of Umbrella Corps. Yeah, you know, Umbrella Corporation.
You don't work for them, you liar.
I work for them. That's from 98 to
2014. Liar.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Liar.
Dragon Slayer and the Fairy Tale Guild.
Definitely a liar.
Dark Carnival Psychopath.
For sure a liar.
Wicked Dent Radio. Used to work for them, then they died.
Finally, some truth.
I'm a shinobi at the Ninja Academy of the Hidden Leaf Village.
Bullshit.
Man, I'm the fat ninja. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's Chris Farley.
Well, he's dead, so I'm the new fat ninja.
No. That movie will be on forever.
We don't have a project going on here. There we go. Off the Juggler Rider Radio. This is where it says city slash town. I put online, nigga.
Yeah, it's pretty much where it's at.
Exactly. Man, this is too bad. Fucking, they don't let you fucking move things around. So that way, that one can be like the main one.
What?
Like I said, be the main one.
I'll just say yes.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. We officially have 301 people left in this damn group now. There we go. That was the whole working worldwide clowns. Ah, damn it. There's another motherfucker that don't exist anymore. You're gone.
I don't even know why you're bothering with that group.
I don't know. I'm bored. Trying to get rid of all the motherfuckers that don't exist no more. Be cool, but I have the people that were brought into this group that like no longer exist.
That's usually how it goes.
Joe Bruce. I highly doubt you're fucking Joe Bruce.
It's Joe Bruce, man.
Yeah, he's oh, fuck. Oh, you're definitely getting deleted. Fucking Will Howell. I'm convinced you're a fucking bot. Because all you do is add me. Add me to Skype. I'm lonely. Yep. You're gone.
That's like Danny, man. She posts up, who wants to Skype? I was like, nope. And she's like, well, fuck off then. I was like, okay.
Hey, she asked.
Yeah, she asked if anybody wanted to Skype. I said, nope.
I mean, shit.
And then she took that to the All Juggalos chat afterwards.
Oh, God. Tommy DeBoard is up in this fucking group.
The fuck is that?
That fucking bot motherfucker that's always talking about Adam.
I thought that was the other person you were just talking about.
Oh, Will Howell's the one that always asks people if we add him to fucking Skype. You know, always looking for like a let the fucking
Skype. Okay, who's the other one then?
Ford, you know, that fucking retard that fucking talks on every single comment on every session. Add me! No, we want to add you. You fucking retard.
Yeah, that's one way not to make any friends.
Yeah, by saying add me over and over again. He did it on the like fucking three times on the same damn status.
The day you sign online, you see something posted and it doesn't say add me on it, will be a good day.
Yeah, that'll be a fucking day. If that ever happens, it'd be a miracle.
Don't set your hopes too high.
Man, what is every single time I fucking refresh this damn thing? I always find more fucking deactivated profiles.
They don't really go away.
I swear, motherfuckers will leave these sons of bitches in here.
Leave them there. It's not important.
No. I'll probably end up going to fucking Juggle the Rider Mayor's page.
I'm sure there's a whole bunch there.
Hell yeah. You know, deactivated, retorted, or just don't talk.
Like Bones, he probably disappeared because you want your mask, though.
Man, I've been waiting 5 years for that damn mask, motherfucker. Where my mask at, bitch?
I'm just saying, he probably left that group.
I don't think he's ever part of the group. I don't think he was. Nope. Yeah, man, that's a leader. It just feels right. I should look on Amazon and see how much that fucking DVD costs now. Like fucking $5,000.
What DVD?
It just feels right from Lita. Lita, it just feels right.
What feels right?
Are you fucking serious, man? The DVD that the WWE did on Lita a few years back.
I don't even remember that.
Came out like 2001. Yeah, you definitely missed a lot.
I have, like, the Diva videotapes.
Well, yeah, that's what it was. Well, a videotape. It came out in 2001.
You just said it was a DVD. It's not a videotape.
Well, it was first put out as a VHS, And then it was re-put out as a DVD.
Yeah, must have missed that one.
As WWE Lita, it just feels right.
A lot of other DVDs as well.
Yep. Fucking my damn iPod go. I heard that car door noise. There it is.
Yeah, it's rather annoying.
Yeah.
Well, go close your door. This shit's over anyway.
Hey, nigga.